all just bust out an intro and pause, and then you could just clip it and just send me two things where it's like coffee podcast and coffee intro.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
And then I put the little music, because if we don't do the music, I think it's going to mess people up. They need to hear that.
Well, yeah.
Ding, 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 whatever it is. It's a free little 10-second sound bite.
You use banjo. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is
a little deliverance.
So what I thought we would do is something a little different. So okay. What I would do is I will say, welcome to another episode of Grow an Online Business.
Well, if you're going to do that, you should probably get closer to the microphone.
Oh,
you're way back there.
Okay.
No,
no,
that's
odd. So I got to move it or don't move it?
No, don't move it. Well, it has
so
to be
like lean over and talk, or just
no,
be right here?
Just be normal. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, don't make it weird.
Don't make it weird. So, what were you saying? I'm going to do it. So I'm going to say, welcome to another episode of Grow an Online Business. Nope. What I'm going to say is, welcome to another episode of Grow an Online Business, where we go over all the tips, techniques, and advice you need to grow an online business for yourself. And in today's episode, we are talking about coffee. No, we're doing an update on your coffee website. So today, CJ is going to be telling us a little bit more about the coffee subscription-based business that he is launching, and he's got some really big news, so stick around, you're going to want to hear.
Bounce, 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 bounce,
yeah. Like that. Yeah, okay. And then we come back after the bounce, 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 and we go, all right, thanks for sticking around. All right, but you do actually have some information.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting news about the latest in the saga of
Roast of the Week.
Roast of the Week.
Yeah, so we are official. We have our permit. All that stuff.
Okay. Question. You have your permit and you have your stuff. And I understand that by the time this airs, you're going to be minutes away from taking credit cards and shipping coffee.
Well,
does that mean?
So, yeah. I mean, like, so as of right now, as of sitting here right now,
right,
we are 15 days away.
Right.
From our, when our founders will be charged.
Okay.
And so basically, I think we're charging on the 1st of August.
Okay.
And then that's like on Sunday. Then we'll roast on Monday, so we'll know how much we need to roast, right?
Got it.
And then we're going to let it vent. It's going to be bagged and all that stuff. But we'll deliver.
It has to gas off.
We haven't decided if we're delivering Saturdays or Sundays or both, but we'll deliver that weekend. And there we go. So we are...
So it'll be prime in red.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's when it's...
And we've gone back and forth on this. The reason we've landed on Monday for roasting is Andy really wants everything to vent for like 5 days. He wants people to get it and it be ready. Not get it and then have to wait a day or two. And I actually kind of disagree. But for his peace of mind... Like, we're doing that. I disagree, because I think it's awesome to get it and then, like, oh, it's
see
not quite
bag.
Ready.
Uh-huh.
Gotta wait.
Get that anticipation.
It's like Christmas. Like, you know, there's a package under the tree and you can't enjoy it yet. So.
In his defense, I am the impatient one.
Yeah, you'll brew it
and
anyway.
I always brew it anyway, and I'm like, ooh, it wasn't quite ready.
Yep.
It blooms like crazy with a pull over. It's super fun to watch because it really just blooms up and looks like a little.
And if your coffee, if you're doing pour over and you're not getting a mushroom,
then you're not drinking coffee.
You're not drinking fresh coffee. Yeah.
No, it's dead, for sure.
So, that's the plan. We are doing a special, for founders. So the first 48 people that subscribe, we're doing. We're giving them a little gift. So there's this company we really like based on their values and what they do. I actually meant to bring this stinking thing. Sorry. We're doing basically a little container. It'll be a Roast of the Week branded coffee container. So when you get your beans, you'll take them out of the bag that's sealed and is vented back and everything.
Okay.
You'll put it in the container and the container vents. So, but it's like a kind of like my Yeti here. is like white powder coated.
Okay.
We're doing a white powder coated coffee container by Mir, M-I-I-R. And as you use the beans, it like you basically like push down the top of the seal like further. And so it's always like keeping the least amount of air in there, and it lets it vent, and it's super cool. I mean, it's a, I've been using
the lid
one.
Continues to go
yeah, so
down.
There's a
so
lid
there's
that
no
screws on the top, but there's a seal that you
continually like, press down yeah. So it keeps it from oxygen.
Yeah, it's.
So as it gases off the CO2, it's always in CO2, so it's not
so the, yeah, the gas will like exit. And
awesome.
It won't keep it trapped in there. It's not like just putting it in a, you know,
pressurizing.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's really important. And so that's where we landed. And it's kind of a high dollar item for a giveaway. Because we were looking at like stuff, you know,
T-shirt.
From China.
Yeah.
That we could get for, you know, we could get a vented, you know,
oh, okay.
Canister for $6.
Right.
And we just really talked about it. And it's like, that's not our brand.
Right.
Yeah. Our brand. We want to feel good about giving our founders something. And so it's a high-end product, but also the company that produces well, Mir. So okay. anything you buy from Mir has a little QR code or little code on the bottom of it. I mean, it's not a QR. No, it's a code. I think it's digits. But you can go to their website and enter it in, and you can see what the proceeds from that went to help fund. So it might be a well somewhere in Africa. Or whatever, but it'll like actually show you on a map the geolocation for the project that your thing
sponsored.
That you bought helped fund. And so one of the things that we've talked about in our like core values, what we want to be able to do as Roast of the Week,
right.
is go into countries like, say, Guatemala or wherever, and help people that have the talent to farm coffee, coffee beans, help them grow. Help them either acquire more land or equipment or whatever it is it's going to take to help basically give back. And we don't want to wait until we're super successful to do that. We
right.
want to do that now.
Right.
So our values align with their values. And so that's okay. another reason we picked that product. So it's, you know, basically if someone signs up, the first 48 people, we're going to get one. It's going to take, you know, 8 weeks or something like that. It'll say on the website before they get that delivered. We'll hand the
sure,
to
sure.
them. But we're super excited about it. So every time they get a refill, every week, they'll, you know, have their new bag. And when they're done with the old beans, they get to put the new stuff in. And I've been using one for about 2 months now, and I absolutely love it.
Okay.
So I had to beta test it, you know. Darn it.
Of course. Yeah.
But no, dude, let me just say this. The lack of efficiency in trying to start a business in general.
Right.
We're in California, right? But it's ridiculous. But going through any kind of thing where, so we're kind of food, we're kind of not.
Correct.
And it's just nuts. Tuesday, I was bouncing around between four buildings, city, county, couple city, you know.
Right.
And it's insane. But it's all good. What I love is that when we actually did submit our application, we got approved within 24 hours. There was no pushback. There was no,
right.
You guys didn't give us this.
Right.
So
you jumped through all the hoops.
I jumped.
You researched
yeah.
the hoops first and then
and
jumped.
And I researched mostly online before I ever went to speak to anyone. So I even went in feeling like a complete ignorant dumbass. I mean, I was just thinking they're going to laugh in my face.
Right.
But I will
probably
say
probably because you went in humble.
I did.
And asked for help.
Oh.
Dude, okay,
I was like, I apologize for my ignorance, but this is what we're trying to do. That's how I started the conversation.
I was going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but I get always the most help and have the best time wherever I go when I say, I'm not sure exactly what to do, but maybe you can help me.
Yeah, that works 50% of the time. It worked great at the county.
Okay.
And I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but the city planning, I did not get the same reception.
Right.
It was more of a...
Well, you should have known when you came in.
It was more of just a, why are you here? Why are you bothering me?
Oh.
And the second time when I went back, it was, I got a different person, and they were very good. But the first person, I think I won them over in the end.
Okay.
Because, look, if I met with a grumpy person, my goal from here on is going to be to turn them. I need to get a smile. It's right. Maybe it's a character flaw or what, but if I walk away and I don't turn them, I'm going to be pissed off the rest of the day.
Right.
One, because of their attitude, and two, because I didn't turn it into a win.
Right.
But if I do get a smile out of them, it's like, thank God. But, yeah. Anyway, long story short,
it
all worked out, you know.
Awesome.
So, and we have a really good contact at the county that was super helpful.
Awesome.
And so we kind of see the path for growth.
Okay.
I can say this, when we go from the cottage food operation to a brick and mortar, you know, roaster, there's a lot of hoops.
I'm sure, because it's a bigger thing and there's more and there's...
Yeah, and then what's really dumb is that you have to jump through all these food preparation hoops. And I understand, we want to like give everyone a clean product that's safe and all that stuff. But we're not dealing with shellfish.
Right.
We're not even dealing with water. Like...
No, it's a bean.
It's a bean.
Comes in a bag.
And you
roast
make it hot.
Uh-huh,
right?
You heat it.
You heat it. And literally... This heating process would sanitize everything.
Right.
I'm not saying, you know, like, it's just crazy. So the fact that we have to go through all these hoops where we could cook shellfish and deliver that to people just to roast coffee, it's crazy. One of the other interesting things is sales tax. So because coffee, we're delivering whole bean coffee, we do not have to charge sales tax. And this is one of those things that it depends on their perspective and all this other stuff.
Right.
If we were serving you a cup of coffee,
you have to charge the
sales tax.
Yes.
So.
It's kind of like, and I always thought this was strange, if you go to the grocery store and you buy a bag of chips, they can't charge you tax. Even knowing you're about to rip that bag open and eat them before you leave the store, they're like, well, this isn't for consumption
right.
this minute.
Right.
But if they sell you an open bag of chips or chips at a fast food place, they know you're eating at that moment.
Yeah.
They charge you tax.
Yeah.
Tax is weird.
It really is. So that was one of the things that I was a little bit ready for, not a fight, that's not the right word, but a little pushback on.
Battle.
And again, we got the right person at the county and they were super helpful. So anyway, all that stuff is it's all fallen in place and we have a functional website that I think looks pretty great, roastoftheweek.com.
Nice.
And, you know.
So because there's no, you're not charging tax, you're still paying tax though when you buy the beans.
We have to pay.
Because normally what happens is you get a resale license,
right,
and then you don't pay tax, the end consumer pays the tax.
But, so we're looking at new wholesalers.
Okay.
And then, you know, to buy from them, we may have to, you know, get a seller's permit, but we at this point don't have to have one. So,
well, I wouldn't think so, because even if you got a seller's permit, it's you promising to collect the tax from further down the line.
Right.
Versus, I think because you're buying the beans at a lower price and you pay the tax, then you're simply providing a service or your labor and then reselling it.
Well, it's also food. If food's not prepared, there's no tax on it, period.
Oh,
whether
okay.
it's a wholesale or...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, it used to be where junk food was taxed. And,
right.
You know, I think it all changed.
So, a bunch of weird... Either way, check your local jurisdiction
right.
and your local rules and regulations.
And it's different in every city and county.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, and we got some conflicting information from the city.
And
the
state and country. We got people from all over the world listening to this podcast. This is a huge, huge podcast in the niche market of nobody. But
like the 3-4 million people that don't listen to it.
Yeah. Although we have some amazing listeners. If you're listening to this, thank you very much. We really appreciate all four of you. You guys are amazing. even though you don't comment or respond or let us know who you are, I still appreciate it. And maybe it's because each episode there's and there's more than four. But each episode it's all new. It's all new listeners, maybe, and they listen to one and
they've been offended by
oh
us every time.
God,
yeah, there's no repeat
mind.
Listening.
This is not what I wanted at all.
What is
maybe
this
that's
jackassery?
What it is. Yeah. Who is this jokester? So maybe that's what it is. Or maybe you know, maybe they just haven't found their voice. Maybe they're still listening, being like, man, I just need one more thing. I'm working on my I don't know.
Maybe they think we're so inundated by comments that we just can't keep up with things. They don't want
to. They don't want to add to the stress. They're like, man, these people are so stressed. Listen to their voices. Like, they are so stressed they can't possibly.
Actually, I think it's because they just realize we already know who they are. You know, we got a tracking pixel in there somewhere, and we're actually, like, you know,
There's that. Yeah, obviously.
No, but like it's fun doing these. I will say that. Like, thank you for giving me the opportunity to like think out loud on a lot of this stuff.
Right. Yeah, and you've I noticed too, we would talk, and then I would go back and record what we had talked about, and it had only been run through the Aaron filter. Like, it was whatever I disseminated from the conversation would come out on the podcast. And so it's nice being able to hear it directly from the source and then hear me mess it up and then you say something else and then I, you know, that's fun for me. And I think that the podcast is getting more educational and more entertaining. It is for me.
Well, me too.
I mean, whether it is for the other four listeners, I don't know. But it definitely is for me. I am having a blast doing this. Well, it's more fun.
This is probably a character fault, a character flaw. But, you know, I'm an only child. I would like to think I'm a well-adjusted only child. But, of course, I would because I'm an only child, right?
Right.
So there's a little paradox in that. But I am all about my own entertainment. Like, the jokes I make are for myself.
For you.
Yeah. And so if people get it, great, you know. But it's kind of like what we've talked about before. Like, you find your people that are your kind of weird, and then it just seems normal.
And then it's all fun. Yeah, in fact, I had that conversation with my daughter because she was telling me about her brother, like my eldest boy. And so she's like, "Pop, he's weird." I said, "He is weird, but let's be honest. In the basket of weirdness in our family, with all the cousins and brother-in-laws and sisters and uncles and aunts, like realistically, he isn't the weirdest." So, really, like, I mean, I hide it better than most. You're probably thinking, no, you don't. And that's because you don't know the depth of my weirdness.
Right. Well,
but I think, honestly, I had to tell her too, like, everyone's weird. They're weird in their own way. And we're only weird because the other people that we're around, we think are weird. Because what they're doing is different than us. It's just a matter of everyone's slightly different.
Right.
And so some things that are more different seem weird.
Right.
And so I said, that's how you define weird. Like, that's just what it is. So by that definition, everyone's weird. So relax.
Well, look, let's just say this. If someone likes this podcast, they're probably weird. They're just are kind of weird, right?
That's true.
So they should comment and tell us, you know, whether we're weird or they're
speaking
weird.
Of which, jump on. Comment. Get into the Growing Online Business Facebook group. It's pretty much a group that is brimming with posts and content and conversations, all apparently behind the scenes because it's not on Facebook. But please do jump in and join the conversation or start the conversation, for crying out loud. I know, too, I've been trying to tweak the algorithm, get it out there, get it seen more. The group, that is. And I'm finding that it's more difficult than I thought, number one. Mm-hmm. So when people are like, all you got to do is just get online and... No. Like, really, no. You have to get on, you have to do... Because people look for what they like.
Yeah.
Right? So you'll get on there. There are groups for every person.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand that there's not... There hasn't been a lot of action, a lot of content in this group because this group's basically just me. And I don't know what I'm doing.
So you are the four people.
I am the whole four people. It's all my accounts.
There we go.
And I don't know what I'm doing. So really, if there were people in the group who were like, oh my God, here's what we have to do and could help me build it out, dude, all the better. Because I'm really not a Facebook savvy person.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you're in the group, you've noticed that. Where was I going with that? Something about weirdness.
That people should post more.
Post more, for sure. And get on, join the group. Oh, yeah. And then, nope. It's gone. It's gone. I was hoping, you know, with my excitement, I'd bring it back.
Right.
Nope, it's gone. Oh, yeah, there it is. It's back. So my last post that I put, in an effort to tweak the algorithm, I stopped putting links. So I used to put a link like, hey, click here to listen to the latest blog or podcast, you know. So I stopped. I now put the face, the cover for it, because I'd been changing the cover to make it more entertaining. So I changed the cover so it says what the podcast is about. But I realistically did the most honest post this last time. And it was, hey, if you want to listen to it, go to your favorite platform, find it, and listen to it. And then I didn't apologize for not putting in the link. Because I normally like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, guys, I can't put a link. But realistically, if you can't find the link to this podcast, you're not smart enough to build an online business. So
well, I will say that it is, a lot of times it is super hard to find certain things on, like, say, Stitcher or even Apple iTunes.
Okay.
Or not iTunes, sorry, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, but, for sure.
Right.
I can't get this podcast on Apple Podcasts. So if anybody has a poll in that, get on there.
Like, if you can't dig far enough to get that far, like,
right, to find the podcast to listen to it,
because look, everything about business in general
is having the tenacity to dig far enough and make it happen. You have to have the tenacity and the ability to dig in and find it and not give up until you find what you're looking for.
Right.
So
again, it's that you have to have that mindset of, like, I need a win.
Yes.
Right. So for me, dealing with a difficult person,
getting them to smile
is my win. You know,
right.
I can decide what the win is. You know, the win isn't, like, you know, go away for the weekend.
Right.
Literally all I just need is a smile. I don't even need a laugh.
Just crack a grin, a tiny.
Right.
Just get out of their frowning.
Exactly. Yeah, I know that we have some other stuff coming.
Oh, I did have a question.
Yeah.
You keep saying the magic 48 founders.
Yeah.
I know I'm one, so that leaves 47. So how many spots?
Well, I don't know, because this is going to air in, what, a few days? Or
by the time this airs, you may or may not even have any spaces left.
Right.
Okay, so
I really have no clue.
But so let's assume that there's, like, six spots left. So where do people go? What do they do to be the next to jump in and, like, go fast?
Go to roastoftheweek.com, and then you'll find some information. And then to sign up, you'll click sign up. And we'll actually go into, on the other page, all the details. Here's what you get. Here's all the stuff.
Okay.
And then you can sign up, and
your card will
be charged. It's up, right now.
Okay.
We actually launched it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Because I don't want to be like, I'm going to do it, and then miss it.
Right.
Like, I need to be on.
So that being said, there are already people that have, you know, like, that are in there.
Oh, okay.
You're not the only person that's been waiting.
I know.
The three of us each have a handful of people that are like,
when?
I know we said July, you know, but, you know, we did decide. At one point, we were talking about filling up the 48 before we actually pulled the trigger.
Right.
But we're pretty confident we will. So even if it's five people, right, we're still moving forward, and we will give those five people the best coffee they can get in Bakersfield. So
perfect. Okay.
It's pretty exciting, though. I mean, like, considering this all only really started March or April.
Nice.
Like, we've moved a long way. Moved pretty quickly.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty bad.
I think I have a little less hair right around this area, you know? Like, my forehead is like a 4 1/4 head. Not quite to the 5 head place.
Right.
That's why I stick it up. I just, like, you know, I did take the attention away from
the forehead.
Skin and
look at the hair. Look at
right?
the hair. Right.
But, man, it's been worth it. I'm excited to now move forward. And there's going to be a whole set of, like, a whole other set of obstacles in front of us, but
sure,
that's business, and that's what
what makes it fun too.
That's right. It wouldn't be any fun if it was easy.
Right.
Well, spending the money would probably be more fun if it was easy. I don't know. But
for sure,
all the stuff, like, nothing. What's that?
Ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah, or nothing good. Nothing easy is worthwhile, or, you know, nothing good is easy, and all those things, all those cliches.
Yeah, there's something that's something worth the wait.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pun on weight anyway. I don't remember.
Well, and I mean, we've talked about this before too. Like, the more blood, sweat, and tears you put into something, the more effort you put into something, the more you appreciate it. So,
the more you like it. Yeah.
I mean, it's been a very, very fast track. I think this is I don't want to say it's the fastest I've ever started a business, but it's definitely the fastest I've ever started a business that I didn't have any background in.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
We're at what? This is, if we're launching, we're looking at 5 months, four or 5 months. It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, especially having to deal with, like, you know, governing bodies.
Yeah, and partners.
Well, and partners. But, you know, like, we've talked, I love partners. Because partners are motivated the exact same way I am. And they shouldn't need oversight.
If you find the right partners, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Then everyone in the boat's rowing together. And exactly. Then you go. You can get a lot farther, a lot faster.
And, you know, if they need oversight, then they're probably not the right partner. You know? We all should be motivated to do our thing, right?
Yeah. If you're having to carry them, they're not a partner.
And that's when you... That's what... You know what's great about that? Is you can buy them out.
Right.
You know? And it might cost a little bit to buy them out, but it's still probably cheaper than a HR lawsuit to fire someone.
Carrying them forever, for sure. Or that, yeah.
Well, cool, man. Is there anything else we need to cover? Like, we got the Facebook group. We got a new intro this time.
Yep.
It's a raw intro.
Raw intro and live intro.
With energy.
Yep. No, I know we're going to try and do another live podcast video. We're going to try and video, live video. I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, let's figure that out next
Thanks
time.
Thanks for joining us. We look forward to the next something. So thanks again. We'll talk again.
These really should be on video, so it, like, the awkwardness really just, like,
really sells.
Because we're
it's
good
hard to
until
sell the...
you try to do something intentional.
I know. Yeah. Then it's weird, because then I get... I should let you do it. Okay, you... Okay, you
oh,
do
crap.
It.
I was supposed to come up with, like, an outro.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for joining us. And good night.
All right. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, good night.